grow our retail footprint here in BC, and then we're going to be announcing some exciting partnerships that will take bourbon to the U.S. and potentially into Ontario. Can't say too much more on that right now. We basically want to take BC Bud, package it up for global export, and sort of represent that BC culture wherever we take bourbon, doing our best to try and position ourselves that way.
From MJ Bulls Media, it's the Raising Cannabis Capital Show. Today on Raising Cannabis Capital, we are continuing this month's Cannabis Dispensary Spotlight Series with John Kay from Burp. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you taking time out to speak to us today about Burp's cannabis stores. You're based in British Columbia, and while I was preparing for the show, I noticed something very unique about your stores. There's a complete absence of technology. No big screens, no iPads. It's completely, as you put it, a D-tech environment. You're kind of swimming upstream here, but you're having amazing success with this. And why do you think that is?
Yeah, so we're very traditional up here in the land of BC Bud. It's kind of how we're used to buying cannabis in the old system, in the legacy market, you know, gray, black market, whatever you want to call it. We really just chose to do what we know and decided not to put any screens or any iPads or anything like that in the store in favor of more authentic experience for the customers. And that's kind of worked out well in our advantage and gives you a little break. Yeah, everyone's glued to their screens all day long. Stepping into Burb, we really wanted to create an environment that was calming and relaxing and something you look forward to as sort of a getaway or an escape from the day. So they're a little bit contrarian, but so far so good.
Well, I think it's a more of a commitment to the customer or to the patient in that your people that are working there are not distracted by looking at their phone. It's one-on-one, these conversations, the way it should be. I know you say it's old school, but I think it's the way it should be.
Yeah, I totally agree. And we want to keep that tradition alive. We're unsure at what point it went full sterile environments with screens everywhere because it's not how it was. And we're trying to keep the conversation alive. Obviously, people have lots of questions, and you know, purchasing cannabis is very different than purchasing alcohol or tobacco, and I think we all know that by now. There's a different thought process and obviously a different culture associated with it. So, yeah, we're quite happy with that decision.
Like I said, you're swimming upstream, but I think you're going in the right direction. The other thing I noticed about your company that is a little bit, I would say, unique is that you have a really, really serious commitment to ancillary products. And I was on your website, and from branded apparels and pipes and pongs and bags and grinders, and I'm just assuming that you probably provide these ancillary products to enhance the customer's overall experience. Is that the key?
Yeah, I think so. We're fans of lifestyle brands, and that's what we wanted to create with Burb. Cannabis for us is very much a lifestyle, and it bleeds into all kinds of different areas, whether it be, you know, music, art. We wanted to create more touch points for people and for the brand. And yeah, and you know, another thing we did was we looked at the apparel, the merchandise space, a lot of people doing swag bags and sort of cheap giveaways, free t-shirts, things that typically end up in the gym bag in the trash. We wanted to do it differently. And so we did a full cut sew program from day one, where we start with a roll of fabric, dip it, we dye it, you know, we create our own fits, our own patterns, and what you're left with is, you know, quality apparel that represents this cannabis culture that's come very quickly coming into the mainstream, becoming pop culture. And it's actually something you want to hang on to, you want to wear, and hopefully, you know, wear with pride out and about. And you know it's going to last. This is all made in Canada, so they're quality garments. And we have people on our team that, you know, this is all they do is they mind the apparel side of the business for us. So very fortunate to have good partners here in Vancouver where we produce everything. And, you know, we're going to continue doing that. The accessory business is also very exciting. We'll keep growing that from grinders to stash jars, lighters, ashtrays. That side of the world, we want to keep building on that. And then the third thing we're doing is hosting a podcast called Light Culture.
Yeah, I saw that.
David Hershkovitz, founder of Paper Magazine.
Yeah, I saw that. That kind of goes hand in hand with the whole lifestyle thing. Most of the guests on the show are real sort of influential people who live the cannabis life?
Yeah, we've been trying to curate an interesting group of guests through David's network, through our own channels. You know, ultimately, we believe that there's a strong tie between cannabis and the arts. We kind of feel like we exist to keep that alive while obviously promoting BC Bud and the heritage of BC. It's traditionally not too talked about here, but I think we're in a position to tell the stories and the heritage of BC, because it's really a special sort of culture that we've built up here.
I want to take a short break to play you a preview of our next episode and to thank our sponsors.
Our first two have been extremely successful, and we've exceeded our KPIs and our business plan. So we are very much in the process of trying to find other opportunities, either to partner with current dispensaries and create almost a joint venture where they join us, or simply acquire and buy out any individual owners that are looking to perhaps exit after they've had their run. There's a few paper licenses that have not been put into action that we're open to also seeking the right opportunities.
Tune in on Thursday to hear the next episode of the BioTrack Cannabis Dispensary Spotlight Series with Pankaj Talwar from Soul Flower. And now let's get back to today's show. Whether it's branded apparel or a podcast or just the experience that people have in your stores, you're spreading a positive message. And speaking of the positive message, what are your plans for expansion?
Well, we have the two stores right now in the Tri-Cities, Lower Mainland part of Vancouver. We just got approved for our third in a city called Port Moody in Suitable Village, which is a growing and vibrant little community. So we'll continue to grow our retail footprint here in BC. And then we're going to be announcing some exciting partnerships that will take bourbon to the U.S. and potentially into Ontario.
Nice. Okay.
Can't say too much more on that right now. We basically wanted to take BC Bud, package it up for global export, and sort of represent that BC culture wherever we take bourbon, doing our best to try and position ourselves that way.
Are you going to need to raise some capital in order to do these projects?
Yeah, the U.S. expansion is kind of in part with a capital raise, which we'll be announcing very sort of exciting partnership there. Yeah, I mean, the brand is doing well and starting to get more inquiries about licensing and all kinds of sort of interesting deals that we're looking at right now.
Okay. When you announce this, how will people find out about it?
Instagram.
Okay. No, good. People will need to follow you on Instagram.
Shop Burb.
Yep, Shop Burb. Well, we've been speaking with John Kay from Burb. And you can find all of his information, all Burb's information, in the show notes or at mjbulls.com. And don't forget to check out Light Culture Podcast on Apple or Spotify, wherever you will listen to podcasts. John, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me, man. Really enjoyed it and love what you guys are doing. And if you're in BC, give us a shout.
Next time I'm up skiing at Whistler, I'll make sure we definitely stop in.
Perfect. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
99.9% of our DNA is identical. It's a 0.1% that truly makes us different and unique. And that's what the show is about. Find out that 0.1% about your favorite guests. Find out what music they like, their first cannabis experience, and even what their room looked like growing up. But more importantly, or as important, their journey. Learn what makes them unique on Everything Is Personal.